咁我哋所读嘅经文系嚟自创世纪嘅25:21-34。
Today the scripture reading is in the book of Genesis, chapter 25, verses 21-34.
我哋会用启应嘅方式读出，先读中文，又再读英文。
We'll be reading this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
创世纪25:21，以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华，耶和华应允他的祈求。他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。耶和华对他说：两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。生产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫。两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野；雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。有一天，雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来，累昏了。雅各说：你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。雅各说：你今日对我起誓吧。以扫就对他起了誓，把长子的名分卖给雅各。
Genesis 25. Let us read this responsively. And Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord granted his prayer. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. The children struggled together within her. And she said, It is thus. Why is this happening to me? So she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within shall be divided.The one shall be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger. When her days to give birth were completed, behold, they were twins in her womb. The first came out red, all his body like a hairy cloak. So they called his name Esau. Afterward, his brother came out with his hand holding Esau's beard. So his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old. When the boys grew up,Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, while Jacob was a quiet man, dwelling in tents. Once when Jacob was cooking stew, Esau came in from the field, and he was exhausted. Jacob said, Sell me your birthright now.Jacob said, Swear to me now. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread. The message by Pastor Thomas Mack this morning is The Despised Birthright.
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
头先我哋一开始唱嗰首歌，我知道救赎者活着，系我其中一首好喜爱嘅歌。
The hymn that we just sang by the name of I Know the Savior Lives is one of my favorites.
亦都係啲好特別嘅場合，喺我特別嘅日子嘅裏面唱過。
These were sung in very special occasions of my days.
亦都當我哋知道我哋救贖主活著嘅時候。
When we know that our Savior lives.
雖然我哋嘅人生有幾長有幾難。
No matter how our life goes, whether it's long or hard.
但我哋嘅心都唔會再憂慮。
That we need not worry.
佢都差遣聖靈活喺我哋嘅心裏面。
The Spirit that He sends lives in our hearts.
帶領我哋走過每一天嘅路。
And leads us to our daily road.
所以我哋今日嚟到神面前，我哋一同献上我哋嘅感恩。
Therefore, as we gather before the Lord, we give Him thanks.
我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
就系你活着，使到我哋能够有盼望。
We live, you give us hope.
俾俾我哋有信心。
You give us faith.
亦都俾过我哋有个爱心。
You give us a loving heart.
走过每天的路。
To live every day.
让我们的生命能够继续的每日去荣耀主。
May we glorify you daily.
我们这样一起来祈祷，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
近日呢，就很多关于英女王逝世的新闻。
Recently, there had been a lot of news on the death of Queen Elizabeth.
使我最感兴趣嘅就系嗰啲皇位继承嗰个排名啊。
One of the interesting facts are the way succession works.
呢排名之所以点解咁重要咧
？Why is it that it is so important in the status of succession？
因为呢名分会带嚟有个权力同埋有个利益。
Because the status brings forth power and benefits.
唔係我哋一般人能夠所擁有嘅。
It's not something that an ordinary citizen can possess.
唔單止話要出於女王嘅家庭。
Not only coming from the queen's family.
更加係有先後次序嘅分別嘅。
But there is a hierarchy.
頭生嘅理所當然成為一個王儲啦。
And the firstborn son would, of course, be the prince.
但喺繼位之前會有好多嘅變數噶。
But before succession actually accomplishes, there are changes.
因為佢一定要好好保衞住啊呢個長子嘅名分。
Because of the possible changes, the person, the prince needs to protect his firstborn status.
因为很多人呢去虎视眈眈等候佢嘅机会嚟到。
Because there are those on the sideline waiting to succeed him.
我唔知系咪睇戏睇得多啊。
I don't know if it is because I've seen too many movies.
但呢个系人与生俱来嘅罪性。
But that is a sinful nature that we have accomplished.
好人系要用佢自己嘅聪明啊、计仔啊，而唔系去倚靠上帝。
We need, we depend on our own cleverness, our own tricks, and not relying on God.
而不是说依赖他的同在，是去得到安全感和价值感，好像我上一次所讲。
We don't, bring forth our sense of security, our sense of significance from God's presence.
今日的经文提到的雅各呢？
So the Jacob that was mentioned in the passage today,
佢一定知道长子名分嘅重要。
He definitely knew the importance of a firstborn son.
佢系以撒嘅第二个仔。
He is the second son of Isaac.
就争嗰几秒钟嘅。
It was he became a second son only because of seconds apart.
唔知佢覺得真係唔抵啊
！So it is something that seem not fair.
佢同佢哥哥以掃喺個母腹裏面已經係爭緊啦，邊個去係出頭生嘅做長子
So he and his elder brother, Esau, were already jostling within the womb of Rebecca.
我上次讲到啦，佢争到个地步啦，佢阿妈利伯加都觉得好唔舒服，要生要死。
And they jostled so much that to a point, Rebecca was crying out in pain.
但佢求问咗神之后，佢原来知道，哦，原来佢怀紧，佢系一个双胞胎。
So when she inquired of the Lord, that was when she realized that she was carrying twins.
神仲预言啦，喺廿三节佢话，将来大嘅要服侍小嘅。
And God prophesied to her that in the future, the older will serve the younger.
即是说呢，做小的会拥有个长子名分。
In other words, the younger would have the birthright of the firstborn.
但估计雅各都是不太明白这个预言的，讲什么的了。
And we would think that Jacob didn't quite realize what that prophecy was.
他以为迟出世一定会诛绝的了。
So he probably felt that he was being slighted because he was born seconds later.
第26节讲话，你睇到佢嘅手揸住佢哥哥以扫嘅脚踭嚟出世。
And in verse 26, you can see that he was, as he was being born, he was grasping to the heel of his older brother.
这个象征着雅各，他成世人都在用他自己的手去抓去抢。
This symbolized that for Jacob's entire life, he was always grasping.
他要去用计谋去争取自己的利益。
He needed to scheme in order to get his own benefits.
第二再加上呢，佢唔系佢父亲嘅眼中嘅宠爱嗰个。
And also, in addition, he was not the favorite son of his father.
第28节佢话以撒呢个父亲系就爱以扫做阿哥噶，因为佢成日食佢嘅野味。
And in verse 28, we see that Esau is Isaac's favorite son because Isaac loves the taste of wild game.
做父亲这个偏爱呢，为了这个家庭带来了很多悲剧。
So the father's favoritism brings forth quite a lot of family tragedies.
有时这种偏爱在一个有意无意的里面，在个言谈的里面表露了出来。
So this favoritism, whether it's conscious or unconscious, would be manifesting in behavior or in conversations.
他有时实在很伤那些儿女的心。
That actually quite hurt his children.
为这个家庭带来种下了很多的苦毒和仇恨。
So it planted lots of bitterness and hatred within the family.
很多的不和和争执。
Quite a lot of disharmony and quarrel.
但很讽刺的，就是雅各自己日后，他自己都有这种偏爱的心对待他的子女。
But Jacob also carried through these kind of favoritism later on in his role as a father.
所以做父母的，就不可以不小心这件事了。 Therefore,
being a parent, we need to be quite aware of this.
就因为这样，使到雅各，他觉得更加想要自己来去争取这个长子的名分。
It's because of this that Jacob really wanted to have that birthright of a firstborn.
他等不到神会为他来成就那一日。
He couldn't wait until God's plan.
他要自己来。
He wanted to do it on his own.
为了他这一日的来临，我想他已经预习、rehearsed了很久了。
And he must have rehearsed lots of times during his early life.
你不觉得他们两兄弟的对话很奇怪吗？
Do you see the strangeness in the conversation between the two brothers?
一个很平常的在家里面的对话，好像天马行空一样。
What is supposed to be an ordinary conversation turns into a conversation of selling your birthright.
阿哥喺外边翻嚟又好攰死啦，好颈渴啦，就好肚饿啦。
The elder brother came back from the field and he was famished. He was exhausted. He was hungry.
佢见到细佬喺煲个红豆汤，问佢攞嚟饮。
And he saw that his younger brother was preparing some red stew.
个细佬嘅应该好有兄弟之爱咁去俾碗佢嘛。
So as a younger brother, with brotherly love, he should have offered that stew to his older brother.
但雅各定唔系咁样谂。
But Jacob didn't think that way.
佢见到呢个机会咧难逢啦。
And he seized upon this opportunity.
因为佢好深知道咧以撒嗰个 soft spot 咧佢个弱点。
Because he knew the soft spot of Esau.
佢知道以扫一向都系凭个感官直觉去行事。
And he knew that Esau often fall prey to sensual pleasure.
佢唔会谂下前因后果。
He was very impulsive, never thinking of the cause and effects.
当佢想要嘅嘢嘅时候，佢即刻就要去做。
And he wanted instant gratification.
呢种咁嘅冲动使到佢唔能够去有理智嘅思考。
So this kind of impulsiveness prevented him from using his wisdom to plan things out.
使到佢唔能够有嗰个自制嘅能力。
And he lacked self-control.
就好容易俾佢个肉身或者眼目嘅情欲去牵引住佢。
And he is easily attracted or distracted.By things that are of the sensual nature.
佢好容易俾佢贪一时嘅快感嚟控制佢。
So, he can be controlled by immediate pleasure.
就今日呢个经文为例。
So, today's passage was an example.
佢廿九节嘅佢田野翻嚟嘅时候，对雅各讲：，哎呀，我好攰啦，你将呢个红汤俾我饮啦。
So in verse 29, we see that Esau coming back from the fields telling Jacob, I am really exhausted. Give me something to drink.
当他入到来的时候问个鼻哥闻到香味。
So as he entered, he definitely smelled the fragrance.
更加令到他肚里面更加肚饿。
It made him even hungrier.
他整个身没晒力。
And he felt quite...exhausted.
佢要即刻嚟去满足呢一个咁嘅需要。
So he wanted an immediate gratification of his needs.
我谂我哋每一个人当我哋打完波或者我做完成日工翻到屋企嘅时候，都系有咁嘅感觉。
So every one of us, after working a long day or after some kind of athletic activity, we probably felt the same.
甚至我哋每一个健康嘅人都有咁样嘅需要。
So each healthy person.Would have that kind of need.
但是总不至于要死啊。
But it wouldn't cause us to die.
或者需要啊，要起誓嚟换取呢啲粮食。
He needed to make an oath in order to get that meal.
更加唔需要嘅系出卖佢拥有嗰最宝贵、最有价值嘅长子嘅名分。
And least of all, he shouldn't havesold this very valuable birthright of his.
但就喺一个嗰个 moment 嗰个时刻嘅里面。
But it is at that moment.
以扫以为佢好需要呢一碗红豆汤嚟救命。
Esau felt that he needed this bowl of red stew in order to save his life.
觉得佢冇咗佢啊，佢就唔得噶啦。
He felt that he couldn't do without that bowl.
于是他用它来代替那个似乎很遥远的长子名分去保障他现在生命的安全。
Therefore, it supplanted the very important status of a firstborn with this food.
但我们知道这个这么短暂的物质一定不能够永远满足他的心。
But we know that something so temporary cannot fulfill His desire.
正如每一个偶像的一样。
Just like idols.
以扫只要忍多一阵间，要他的仆人煮给他吃就行了。
All Esau needed to do was to wait a little bit longer. His servant could have cooked him something.
或者就咁攞塊好乾硬嘅麵包去頂住肚都得嘅啫。
Or he could just stave off his hunger a little bit by just a piece of bread.
但係第34節嘅作者摩西咁樣話。
But in verse 34, we see Moses writing in Genesis.
佢話點解佢咁做？係因為以掃咧，佢輕視。輕看咗佢長子嘅名分。
Why did Esau do that? Moses said that Esau despised his birthright.
係輕看，即係話佢唔重視啊。
Despise, he looked down. He didn't place emphasis.
佢唔珍惜佢擁有嘅。
He didn't treasure and value what he had.
將呢個好寶貴嘅珍珠要踩喺佢只腳下邊。
And he would just step on to this very valuable pearl.
而喺新約亦都有咁嘅注釋嘅解釋。
And in the New Testament, it gave us these explanation.
喺希伯來書第十二章啊，個作者喺度勉勵緊嘅嗰啲信徒。
And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.The author was encouraging the readers.
佢第十五節佢話又要謹慎啊，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕咧有淫亂嘅，有貪戀世俗如以掃嘅，他因一點食物就把自己長子的名分賣了。
So in verses 15 and 16.See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal.
世俗 ungodly 咧，即係話咧，佢喺個生命裏邊係冇神。
Godless, ungodly.
喺個生命嘅裏面係冇神。
In his life, he had.No God.
他是一个没有一个好一个属灵的远见和智慧。
He didn't have the spiritual wisdom.
他看不到前面神应该叫他怎么行的路。
He couldn't see what God's plan for him.
只是活在当下和眼前的生活。
He was only focused on what was at the moment and in front of him.
我有好深嘅近視嘅。
I am quite nearsighted.
如果我除咗我眼鏡咧
，So if I take off my glasses,
我根本睇唔到邊個打邊個。
I wouldn't be able to distinguish you from the other.
我亦都睇唔到我呢個廣告係寫緊乜嘢。
I would not even be able to read my own script.
但如果我戴翻眼鏡，我睇到啦。
But then, of course, when I put my glasses back on, I can see.
但係有好多時候，我認為我唔需要呢個眼鏡啊。
So sometimes I feel like, oh, I don't need my glasses.
但我唔需要眼鏡，我能夠睇見好多嘢。
Or maybe if I take off my glasses, I could still see a lot of stuff.
但係咁深近視嘅人冇咗眼鏡，我點能夠去揸車咧
？So if someone who is so nearsighted.This person cannot possibly drive a car.
你睇唔见嘅时候，你点样去读书咧
？When you cannot see, how can you study?
你睇唔见嘅时候，你点样去生活咧？你喺边度行咧
？When you cannot see, how can you live? How can you walk?
我哋好多时候就系喺个我哋嘅对神嘅事情系好迟钝。
So lots of times we are quite slow, in the things of God.
俾罪利用整盲咗我哋只眼。
And sin had blinded us.
甚至出賣主去否認主。
And we would betray and we would deny our Lord.
腓立比書第三章第十九節都講到嗰啲貪戀嘅人。
And in Philippians 3:19, it talks about those who are going to destruction.
佢話講到咧，佢哋嘅神就係佢哋嘅禱福。
And it tells us that their God is their own belly.
講真啲嚇，嗰啲能夠滿足佢哋嘅肉體嘅慾望嘅嘢咧，嗰啲就係佢哋嘅神啦。
So in other words, those things that would satisfy their physical needs are their gods.
儿子做了注重的就是他自己。
And so Esau was quite self-centered.
儿子做了做的引来后人的笑柄。
And Esau became the laughing stock.
我结出仔的时候因为他很发他全身发红啊那么他名叫做以扫。
And when he was first, when he was born, he was quite red. Maybe that's why you think his name was called Esau.
但是他第三集就讲话他就在他这里因为他要求这个红汤所以 他又被人叫做以东即是红这样解。
But in verse 30, it tells us that because he craved that red bowl of soup, and he was called Edom, which means red.
第三十四节佢讲啦，以扫佢吃了、喝了，便起来走了。
So in verse 34, we see that Esau ate and drank, and then got up and left.
佢甚至冇停低落嚟搭真下，佢直饮咗啲乜嘢
？He didn't even stop and savor what he had just tasted.
佢完全当头先咗发生嘅事都系乜嘢一回事
？And he never even savored what had just happened.
但系当我喺我哋讥笑或者批评以扫咁蠢咁唔成熟之前
But as we might ridicule or criticize what Esau had done,
其实我们每一个人每一天都做着同样的事
But in reality, we are doing the exact same thing on a daily basis.
很多中国人都说我最重要讲实际
And many Chinese are quite pragmatic.
眼前现在的事是最实际的了
And things that are before us are the most practical.
唔好嘥咁多时间喺嗰啲睇唔见好咁遥远嘅嘢。
Don't waste any time to those that are far in the future or things that are not visible.
我哋可能唔会渴求一碗嘅红汤、红豆汤。
Perhaps we won't covet a red bowl of soup.
但系我哋嘅 soft spot， 我哋嘅弱点可能系。
But our soft spot might be.
我哋好渴求人哋对自己嗰个赞许同埋接纳
，We crave others' acceptance and accolades。
我哋渴求有爱情有情感上嗰个慰藉。
We crave love。
我哋追求我哋肉体上嘅快感我哋刺激。
We go after immediate pleasure。
我哋追求我哋有名成有利就。
We crave status accomplishment.
我觉得呢啲嘢吓，比我哋作为做神嘅儿女去跟从神嘅旨意更加嘅重要。
We prioritize these things over being children of God.
以致到我哋唔愿意去挨饿，去等候神嘅供应。
So that causes us to not want to wait to for God's will.
以致到我哋唔愿意去舍己背起嘅十字架嚟天天跟随主。
And it will cause us to not deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow our Lord.
但系同样雅各所做嘅，亦都系净系顾住佢自己。
But the exact same things were happening to Jacob as well.
佢以佢嘅长子嘅名分为佢一生追求嘅偶像。
So the birthright of a firstborn had been his entire goal in life.
佢觉得佢冇咗呢样嘢，佢唔得噶啦。
So he felt that he couldn't do without this.
佢唔愿意去等候神喺神嘅时间嘅里面成全佢嘅应许。
He wasn't willing to wait for God's will to fulfill God's promise.
佢而家话我想而家我就要得到。
He just wants everything now.
或者我哋都曾经有咁样嘅试探。
Perhaps we've been tempted this way.
我而家就想神去医治我嘅病。
Right now, I want God to heal my sickness.
我就要求神而家啦，俾我能够有个老婆。
Right now, I want God to give me a wife.
或者有细路仔，或者而家就俾我喺困难嘅里面去走出嚟。
Perhaps children. Perhaps being able to get out of our difficulties.
我以为这些祈求是恰当是对的。
It is nothing wrong to decide these things.
但如果当我们说这些东西一定要现在要得到的时候,
but when we are demanding these things right now,
那我们就要小心了。
We need to be very careful.
因为我们危险就是我们渴慕神的祝福多过我们渴慕神自己。
Because the danger lies when we are desiring God's blessing more than we desire God.
因此就很容易接受 撒旦所提供给我们的shortcut 捷径。
Therefore, we become a prey to Satan's shortcuts.
也很容易成为 撒旦的猎物。
And we become his hunted.
而事实上, 撒旦的捷径是行不通的。
Because the shortcuts of Satan are not good.
他给不了我们他所答应过的事。
Satan could never give us what he promises us.
雅各因为他走撒旦的比喻捷径而付了很大的代价。
Jacob paid a heavy price because he took that shortcut from Satan.
跟着正经后面就说过了很久之后才能够很自由地享受这个长子的名分和祝福。
And the Bible tells us that it took a long, long time before Jacob could truly enjoy the rights of the firstborn.
之后说雅各之后的人生是一段很艰苦的路。
Jacob indeed had very difficult, lots of difficulties.
但是这个并不代表神的计划受到挫折。
But this does not represent that God's plan was failing.
人的失败 并不能够阻止到神拯救人类的计划。
Man's failings cannot thwart what God's plans salvation for mankind is.
正如他们的爷爷亚伯拉罕和他父亲以撒那样。
Just like their grandfather Abraham and their father Isaac.
以扫和雅各其实都不及格。 去做尼赛亚的祖先。
Esau and Jacob were not, they failed in becoming the ancestors of the Messiah.
在罗马书第9章第11节。
In Romans 9:11.
他这样讲过, 双子还没有生下来, 善恶还没有做出来, 只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎召人的主。
Though the twins were not born yet and had done nothing, either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of Him, God who calls.
神拣选雅各，并不是因为雅各很安静、很聪明，或者个人几好。
God chose Jacob not because of Jacob's wisdom, his quietness, or any of his merits.
这个讲俾你听，救恩完全系出于神嘅恩典，而唔系我哋人嘅功劳。
And here it tells us that salvation comes totally from God's grace and not from our own works.
神拣选那些软弱的，为了要叫那些强壮的去羞愧。
God elects the and chooses the weak in order to shame the strong.
神拣选那个不被宠爱的第二仔，而一个没有地位、没有力量的。
God chose this second son who had no status. No power.
好叫人知道由头到尾都是神的恩典。
So that others would know that from the beginning to the end, it was all based on God's grace.
神定义那个女人的后裔，即是尼赛亚，是要从那个被拣选的长子而出来。
God determined the Messiah would come from the chosen son of God.
啊，长子名分啊，呢如果呢个直译咧，即系话咧系出世而有嗰个权利。
So the name of a firstborn means the birthright.
啊啊，即系你头长子嘅名分通常系俾第一个出世嘅仔。
So birthright is usually given to the very firstborn.
啊，佢之所以咁重要，啊，唔单止话佢能够有双倍嘅承继，即系双倍承继嘅产业。
It is so important not only because that the firstborn can have double inheritance.
啊，佢唔单止可以做啊，佢兄弟嘅主人。
Not only would he become his brother's master.
喺呢度佢更加重要嘅就系咩咧？佢能呢个长子能够承继神同亚伯拉罕咗嗰立个约嘅福气。
But the most important of the birthright is that they can enjoy the blessing of the Abrahamic covenant.
啊，神同亚伯拉立约嘅喺第创世记十二章啊、十五章同埋第廿二章都好详细嘅记载。
God's covenant with Abraham was depicted quite in detail in Genesis chapters 12, 15, and 22.
神应许是要祝福亚伯拉罕，他有很多的子孙。
God promised that Abraham will have many, many descendants.
还有这些子孙会承受这个地为他们的产业。
And his offspring would inherit the land, and that would become their property.
并且藉着佢能够叫万国能够得福。
And they will become the blessing of many nations.
啊，但系圣经讲呢个长，跟住讲圣经又讲呢个长子名分唔系一定俾头生嘅儿子。
And the Bible also tells us that the birthright doesn't always fall on the very firstborn.
啊，正如头先所讲嘅，乃系出于神所拣选嘅人。
Just like what we had mentioned before, it is from what God had elected and chosen.
啊，你睇佢同亚伯拉罕传咗俾以撒，以撒传俾雅各。
So Abraham to Isaac, Isaac to Jacob.
啊，以撒同雅各都唔系嗰个长子嚟噶。
Both.Neither Isaac nor Jacob were the very first born.
在旧约里面，无论是人或者动物。
So in the Old Testament, whether it be man or animals.
啊，或者我哋都唔系好而家世代唔明白嘅，但系佢哋头生嘅，佢咧佢嗰个仲系动物或者人咧，佢就会献俾神，就归属俾神。
That we may not relate to it so much nowadays, but in the Old Testament, the firstborn were given to God.
是因为神赐俾佢哋呢个嘅生命。
Because it's God who gave them this life.
啊，因为睇就要讲啦，神亦都叫神咧叫雅各嘅后人以色列人啊，为佢嘅长子。
And God calls Jacob's offspring, his firstborn.
啊，即系以色列人啊，系属于神嘅。
So the Israelites are God's people.
啊，有神嘅立约嘅同个立约有神嗰个立约嘅同在。
They have the presence of God's covenant.
啊，神保存佢哋一直到嗰个真嘅以色列嚟到。
God kept them until the true Israel arrived.
啊，佢就嗰个女人嘅后裔耶稣基督嘅嚟到。
He is the offspring of the woman, Jesus Christ.
啊，耶稣亦都被称为系神嘅长子走生嘅。
And Jesus had been called the firstborn.
啊，亦都因住耶稣首先从死里复活啊，成为。垂了之人初熟个果子嘅时候
，and it is because Jesus resurrected.
Yeah, you the first
He was the first that was resurrected.
First fruit.
And he was called the first fruit. So Jesus is our elder brother.
耶稣为我们人人都看希伯来书第二章第九节，耶稣为人人都尝了死味，然后要领很多个儿子进入他的荣耀的里面。
And in Hebrews chapter 2 verses 9-10, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone in bringing many sons to glory.
带这个很多个儿子是怎样来的呢？
So how do these many sons come to be?
就是约翰福音一章十二节讲过，这些人就是凡接待他的，就信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
John chapter 1 verse 12 tells us that to all who died, who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
即是说我们因着信，我们要我们就在基督的里面。
In other words, because of our faith, we are in Christ.
所以我们基督徒也同样，也同耶稣一样，有这个被称为长子，神的长子，都有做儿女的名分。
Therefore, Christians are, have that, that birthright, as Jesus.
而且我们的名字都被记录在天上。
And our names are recorded in heaven.
是一个，我们能够拥，基督徒能够拥有的，是一个很有永远价值的名分，是我们都可以，是现在我们同样拥有。
And Christians, we possess now and eternally this birthright.
但神为了我们要能够得到这个长子的名分。
But in order for us to get this birthright,
神差他自己的儿子耶稣基督来到成为我们人，成为人。
God sent his only son here.
成为我们的救赎主 Redeemer.
He incarnated and became our Redeemer.
基督虽然他自己拥有这个长子的名分。
Though Jesus has this birthright.
即是说他同神同等的荣耀和尊贵。
That he was equal in, glory with God.
但他并没有像雅各那样要去争，要去抓紧。
But unlike Jacob, Jesus did not go and grasp.
他正经说反倒虚己，成为一个人。
And the Bible tells us that instead, Jesus emptied himself and became man.
为了人的缘故，他很自愿的，很自由的放弃他这个权利。
For our sake, he willingly gave up his rights.
你看他一生的时候，他不好像雅各那样要去利用人或者操控人。
When we see the life of Jesus, he's totally unlike Jacob. He didn't manipulate.
他拿起做仆人的毛巾去为他的门徒洗脚。
He would take up a towel and became a servant to wash his disciples' feet.
他谦卑地服侍他周围的人。
He humbly served those around him.
他甚至去被人去藐视。
He was looked down upon by others.
但耶稣在他受到撒旦的试探的时候，
So when Jesus was tempted by Satan,
他并没有好像以做那样因为食物而出卖他长子的名分。
Unlike Jacob, he did not give up his birthright.
他是这样说，马太福音第四章第四节，他说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So Jesus answered Satan's temptation by saying in Matthew 4:4, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes So we need to follow the word of God instead of our own desires.
而當被去顯示俾佢睇話，俾萬國個榮華嘅時候，
so when Satan showed him the glory of all the nations,
他並冇好似雅各咁去拜撒旦，而去得罪佢長子嘅尊榮。
Jesus did not bow down to Satan, unlike Jacob.
他反而在第四章第十節，馬太福音話，他當拜主你的神。
Instead, Jesus answered in Matthew 4, verse 10, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.
耶稣就是这样的，为我们人去完完全全的信服了神的律法要求。
And Jesus totally relied and obeyed God.
第三神，耶稣并冇轻看佢长子嘅名分。
And Jesus never looked down upon his birthright.
反而喺希伯来书第十二章第二节咁样讲。
And in Hebrew 12 verse 2,
佢话耶稣因摆喺佢前面嘅喜乐，佢咩咧？跟住佢话就轻看羞辱，去忍受十字架嘅苦难。
And Jesus said, my son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him.
他为了要神的儿女能够得到这么宝贵的神长子的名分。
In order for us to obtain this precious birthright,
他付出
He paid the price with his blood to purchase the birthright for us. And this price he paid gave us this unconditional love of God.
他的恩典是大过我们的过犯。
And his grace is greater than all our sins.
在福音里面所给我们的喜乐，或者我们可以胜过这个患难。
The joy of the gospel, it far exceeds our difficulties and trials.
在福音所给我们的满足，可以胜过我们的自私自我中心。
The contentment that comes from the gospel can overcome our selfishness. So that we can be liberated from the prison of self-centeredness. So let us not look down upon the birthright.
在希伯来书十二章，佢讲话叫我哋去仰望嗰个为我哋嘅信心创始成终嗰个耶稣。And
in the book of Hebrews, it tells us to focus our eyes on our Lord.
要坚忍嘅，去奔跑嗰个摆喺我哋前面嘅路。So
that we need to persevere to run the race ahead of us.
为咗嗰啲有永恒价值嘅嘢，我哋去努力。To
strive and work hard for those things that have eternal value.
而不是去遵从肉体的情欲，为了短暂的快乐，去出卖这个长子的名分。
And not to sell out our birthright for temporary needs or pleasures.
我们今天都应该好好准备我们自己。
We need to prepare ourselves starting right now.
虽然我们不是住在一个国家的里面，无论当地的信徒或者牧师，会为他的信仰而受到妥监或者受到逼迫。Though
we are not in a country where believers are persecuted because of their faith in Christ.
而事实上，现在在世界很多个地方的信徒 就喺呢个咁嘅情况嘅里面。
But in reality, there are so many believers around the world who are in this predicament.
啊，为到佢哋嘅信仰，佢受到逼迫，去俾人讥笑。
They persecuted because of their faith. They ridiculed.
啊，但系我哋喺每日嘅生活里面，其实我哋都充满着试探同迫害。
But we too face a lot of temptations.
啊，因为我哋系神嘅儿女嘅时候。
When we are children of God.
啊，喺伯罗斯第十二章第五同第六节咁样讲。
Hebrews 12 verses 5 and 6 tell us.
话我儿啊，你不可轻看啊主嘅管教，被他责备嘅时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教又鞭打犯咗羞辱的儿子。
The scripture says, "My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord." Nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives.
啊，好叫喺呢个管教嘅里面，好叫我哋能够成为圣洁。
So that in he will purify us by his discipline.
啊，佢结出呢个平安嘅果子就系义。
To have this fruit of peace.Which is righteousness.
我哋每次嘅打击都系为咗我哋嘅好处。
All our trials are for our own good.
让主去击碎啊，我哋嗰个自我倚靠嘅心。
That Christ would take away our self-centeredness.
啊，好叫我哋喺度能够睇见。啊！嗰贈咗俾我嘅咁唔配嘅嗰個憐憫
，so that we can see God's mercy, though we don't deserve it。
啊，所以話佢哋唔好輕看主嘅管教。
So do not look down or look lightly upon God's。
啊，讓我哋靠著主嘅恩典去警醒等候。
By God's grace, let us wait patiently。
去等候同埋警醒嘅抵挡啊撒旦嘅试探。
And let us resist the temptation of Satan.
啊，凭信心去睇嗰个我哋睇唔见嘅嘢。
And by faith we go and trust those that are unseen.
啊，去持守神我哋所信嘅道。
And to stay steadfast in our faith.
啊！要经常去操练啲执念，要去自将呢个罪去治死。
And by God's discipline, he puts to death sin.
第三呢个主嘅恩典亦都去激励我哋更加个爱神同埋爱人。
And God's grace also causes us to love God and love others.
啊！只有咁样先能够使到我哋去克服嗰个去自我中心同埋轻看主嘅恩典嘅心。
It's only through this can we defeat the desire to be self-centered.
啊，佢系我哋人生嗰个生命嘅目标嘅改变。
And to transform our goal in life.
啊，我哋要感恩父神。在耶稣基督里面所赐给我们长子的名分。
We thank God that in Christ, God had given us this birthright.
这个是神所给我们最大的福气。
That is indeed the greatest blessing from God.
但是更加重要的。
But more importantly,
我们是去爱那个赐一切福气的神。
We need to love the one who gives us all the blessings.
啊，佢就系嗰个万福嘅源头，去配得过我哋一切嘅赞美。
He is the source of all our blessings, and he deserves all our praises.
啊，有啲罗马书第十一章三十六节咁讲，因为万有都住本于他，倚靠他，去归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远，阿门。
Romans 11:36, For from him, and through him, and to him are all things, to him be glory forever. Amen.
听完我就再唱，我一齐会唱呢首嘅诗歌。
Let us sing this hymn together.
More love to thee, 更多嘅爱你。
More love to thee.
我求主帮助我哋去更多爱我哋嘅主同埋爱嘅爱人。
May the Lord help us to love Him more and love others.
我哋停一同起立。
Let us all stand.We know that our love is so limited. There are many things that take away our hearts. We pursue the world, we pursue its security.
The
Lord, may you be with us. Break us.
好让这个苦难和这个忧伤去改变我们。
So that sufferings and sorrow can transform us.
成为一个合乎更像你儿子耶稣基督的人。
So that we become more like your son Christ.
让我们每一天生活每一天的学习工作都在这里是一个赞美你的生活。
Let our daily life become a life of praise.
我们这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in your son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.